It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. The city of Milwaukee is trying to promote housing growth at a time when we're seeing a mismatch between the housing stock available and the needs of Wisconsin communities. Last week, we heard from UW-Madison urban planning professor Kurt Paulson about that mismatch around the state and the need for additional housing. He said zoning requirements need to change in many communities. Today, we're learning more about a potential solution in the works for Milwaukee that could offer a path forward for other cities around the state. The city is undergoing an initiative called Growing MKE that aims to change Milwaukee's comprehensive plan to update zoning codes in ways that make it easier for developers to create more housing in the city's neighborhoods. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had trouble finding a place to live where you want to live that you can afford? Do you want to see your community update its zoning codes? Do you want to see a wider variety of housing types in neighborhoods, mixing, say, single-family homes with duplexes or other housing units? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Sam Likling is the City Planning Manager for the City of Milwaukee's Department of City Development. Sam, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Rob, and thanks for having me.
Start us off by telling us a little, please, about this Growing MKE initiative.
Well, thanks. I think you hit on it earlier. There's a lot of discussions going on both statewide and here at the city on how do we meet the housing needs of a changing population. And I think we're excited to be tackling that issue head on at the City of Milwaukee. Obviously, our mayor, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, has been explicit about his goals for wanting to see the city grow and also wanting to make sure that we're meeting the housing needs of our residents. And so Growing MKE is an initiative to have a really thoughtful and broad-based discussion about how will Milwaukee choose to grow. We want to use this process to talk about how we'll encourage housing growth and choice through our zoning codes and our land use policies, and use the feedback we get from the public to really set that growth for housing growth and choice in the city of Milwaukee moving forward.
Now, I think for most people, if they're going to read zoning codes, it's at bedtime, maybe as a sleep aid, but it's important stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about how zoning works and how important it is in determining what happens in a community?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think at a high level, it's important to know that what zoning is, it's the set of rules and regulations that affect what gets built. And that's why everyone should care about it. And the history of zoning you asked about was, you know, most cities, Milwaukee in the 1920s passed its first zoning code. And that set rules for what can happen on each individual parcel and also what building designs would look like, how tall a building could be, how close to the street it has to be. And one of the initial reasons zoning was adopted was to separate uses and protect the public health. For example, you didn't want a rendering plant next to a single family house. And so zoning was initially used to address nuisance issues, but it's also over time evolved to be something that's very explicit about what can be built and where. And obviously, as you're hearing kind of the national discussion on zoning, we as a planning profession have also had to grapple with the fact that in some cases, people have used the tool of zoning to exclude and to limit the types of housing that can be built in certain neighborhoods. And that's had impacts on things like affordability and walkability. And thankfully, in Milwaukee, we have a pretty progressive tradition of planning. And I think we have a really great set of frameworks that have allowed for our city to evolve organically over time. And we have these great walkable neighborhoods. And we want to make sure that our current regulations continue to support that and support it citywide.
I mentioned that conversation with UW-Madison planning professor Kurt Paulson about a housing mismatch, not just in Milwaukee, but around the state. Here's a bit of that interview relevant to our conversation.
The market for years, given our zoning regulations and the financing, really preferred that large kind of new build suburban style house. So three or four bedrooms, right? 2,500 to 3,000 square feet. We build a lot of those, the large single family homes. And then we build a lot of more urban apartments, one or two bedrooms. So a lot of planners, designers, policymakers are looking at what we call the missing middle. That's that in-between product. We used to build a lot of in cities, right? This could be everything from boarding houses to what we call granny flats or accessory dwelling units. It's the duplex, the townhouse, the condos we were talking about. We just don't build a lot of that and have not for 40 years.
Sam, I want to pick up at that concept of the missing middle. I think I ran across that exact phrase in some of the materials about your project there in Milwaukee. Can you talk about how the plan you're trying to develop tackles that missing middle that might open housing up for a lot of people?
Yeah, thank you. I agree with what a lot of Professor Paulson said. Like a lot of cities across the country, we haven't seen a ton of that middle style of housing developed. But one of the things that sets Milwaukee apart in a good way is we're blessed with those styles of housing in many of our neighborhoods. Anyone who's familiar with the city, you know, if you picture your favorite city neighborhood, my guess is it's a neighborhood that has a variety of styles, small apartment buildings, duplexes, live-work units, mixed-use commercial development. So we're really blessed with the good bones, as people say. And in many of our city neighborhoods, we continue to allow that. There are some parts of the city where we don't currently permit that kind of middle style of housing. And we want to have a discussion around, you know, how and where should we continue to permit that. Now that's
talking to Sam Leichling, City Planning Manager for the City of Milwaukee's Department of City Development, looking at a plan in the works, early stages to try to allow for more kinds of housing development in Milwaukee, meet more needs, ultimately bring more people into housing in the community. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Whether you are in Milwaukee yourself or not, are you seeing similar challenges where you live? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. So, Sam, what kind of changes, and again, this is early stages, what kind of changes are you looking for that would allow more of that mix of housing to go to new and different neighborhoods, even where it's not currently part of the mix right now in Milwaukee?
Yeah, thanks. Some of the types of recommendations that we're pursuing is allowing those styles of housing, whether it's duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, in more parts of the city beyond where they're already permitted. We also want to look at something called accessory dwelling units, and that's a style of housing that everyone has a different name for. Some people might call it an in-law suite, a cottage house, a granny flat. Just acknowledging that, you know, as you talk about some of the demographic changes that we're seeing both statewide and locally, there's a significant need for housing choices that will allow people to age in place, that allow for intergenerational living. And we want to make sure that both our policy planning and our regulations both permit and encourage that. And, you know, we talked earlier about Professor Paulson's comments on those things just aren't being built. There's a few reasons for that. One is regulatory, and I think we certainly want to make sure our regulations support that. And another is economic. We know that the construction costs, financing costs, that's hard for anyone to navigate right now. And so we want to, at the same time, we're making sure our regulations permit and encourage that. We want to work creatively with other partners in the housing sector to say, how do we make sure that those options can also be attainable and accessible so they do continue to get built, just like they were, you know, as Milwaukee was growing as a city.
Another part of the proposal would also remove minimum parking requirements for some new housing development in Milwaukee. Why that change? What are the hopes for that?
Well, Milwaukee right now has some of the lowest requirements for parking in new developments of any city in the country. Again, that's a trend you're seeing across the country. Other cities move to either reduce or eliminate parking requirements. And that's a step that we took 20 or so years ago to advance our goals for walkable urban development and housing choice. Earlier this year, the City of Milwaukee's Common Council adopted a climate equity plan. And one of the recommendations of that climate equity plan was to continue to look at how we handle parking and transportation across the city to reduce the amount of vehicle miles traveled per person and to work on achieving some of our climate goals, which rely on, you know, a denser form of development and hopefully reduce individual reliance on automobiles. And so as part of that climate equity plan, our policymakers have said we want to continue to explore if there's changes to our parking policies that will advance those goals. As planners, I think our ultimate goal is to just make sure that we're not putting artificial rules in place that encourage excess parking at developments. And thankfully, from our discussions with both existing developers and review of data, I don't think we're doing that here, but it's an option it's a topic we need to continue to explore to make sure that we're not driving up the cost of housing or negatively impacting our environmental sustainability and equity and climate goals by creating excess parking. And that's a part of the discussion we look forward to continuing to have throughout the Growing MKE project.
We're talking to the City of Milwaukee's Planning Manager, Sam Leichling, about the Growing MKE initiative, which would update Milwaukee's zoning codes in an effort to promote more housing development, more different kinds of housing for people with different needs. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Access to housing. A lot of communities are trying to tackle this problem right now. What are you seeing in your community? If you've been looking for a place to live, are you finding the kind of stuff that you need or having to go further away from where you work or settled for something smaller or maybe something bigger than you actually wanted. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up the conversation with Sam Likling, City Planning Manager for the Milwaukee Department of City Development. He's with us today to look at proposed changes to Milwaukee's zoning with a new initiative called Growing MKE, an effort to make more housing, more variety of housing available to more people. And you could join in at 800-642-1234 for this Growing MKE plan. What do you think about what you've heard? Do you like this idea? Are you curious? Do you have questions, whether you live in Milwaukee or beyond? And wherever you live, are you dealing with that mismatch between the kinds of houses that are available, if any, or rentals that are available, and what people actually want and need? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Sam, I want to talk a little bit about process. People might think, okay, the planners, the city council, they come up with a plan, they put it into place. No, it's a longer process than that. Can you talk about what goes into taking the starting point and making it a reality?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. And I think I want to start by just talking about the why we're doing that and how we get there. And I think the whole Growing MKE initiative is designed around translating that civic and community and leadership vision for the city we want to continue to grow into and the type of city we want to be. And then how do you translate that vision into regulations? And so the process that we are taking to do that is first, we're having those high level discussions with the public. We're talking to members of the public. We're talking to technical experts, developers, architects, and trying to have that discussion around vision. How do you see the future of housing growth and choice in Milwaukee? What are those choices that are missing? How do you see the continuing housing development meeting our goals for the walkable urban neighborhoods we all want? And we've spent the last few months having those discussions. And now we're at a point where we're ready to use all of our, all that input we've gotten as, as professional planners. It's now our job to say, if that's the vision, how do we have a land use policy and a zoning framework that support that? And we're ready to start sharing some of those recommendations with the public. We have a series of open houses scheduled in the next few weeks. On Monday, November 27th, we'll be at the Mitchell Street Library from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And then on Monday, December 4th, we'll be at the Good Hope Library, also from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And that's where we want to have some of those discussions of, here's what we've heard, here's the kind of feedback we've heard from people, here's what their vision, and then here are the recommendations for how we think we can translate that vision into reality through planning and policy. We're also going to provide opportunities for people to take surveys, and all that's on our website. I should make sure to plug the website, sure. Of course, city.milwaukee.gov/growingMKE. People can sign up to get more information on the process, get notices when there's more materials and surveys. And then we're going to spend the next couple months taking that feedback. And then at some point in late spring of next year, presenting an amendment to the citywide policy plan to the Common Council that they hopefully will adopt. And then we'll take that action and move forward and begin to actually update the city's zoning code.
Let's bring on a caller. Lanny is with us in Ashland. Lanny, hi.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I just want to tell you, I do have some experience in, finding a place finally. I live up here in northern Wisconsin, originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, and bounced around for a little while up here in northern Wisconsin, living in a motel over in Washburn and paying $650 a month just for one room, see? But then I wanted to move to Ashland. I finally found a place. But I guess what I want to tell the listeners is it's going to take a little time and, work with the community agencies that in order that you might be get on the list finally. And then once you get on the list, there's other places that will help you with rent and stuff. But I guess anything I can really say is, I found a beautiful place in Ashland, and, they give you help. I'm retired. I'm 72 years old. So, the shelter's all filled, so wintertime's coming. So housing is very critical, in the state
Randy,
of Wisconsin.
Randy, I got you. We don't have a lot of time left, but thank you, and I'm glad you found housing. Sam, is there a room in this plan that for people who are in a precarious housing situation, homeless or on the verge, or as Lanny said, kind of bouncing around?
Yeah, that's, of course, we hear stories like Lanny's all the time, and it's great to hear that there's partners working on that up in Ashland, and we're really lucky to have partners working here in Milwaukee on how to meet the affordable housing needs of people across a wide variety of spectrums, wherever people find themselves in life, both from an age standpoint, income standpoint. The city of Milwaukee worked with a variety of partners in 2021 to create Milwaukee's Collective Affordable Housing Strategic Plan that was led by the Community Development Alliance. And it laid out a series of strategies to make sure that as a city, we're providing an affordable home for every Milwaukeean. And that's not something that you achieve just through zoning. There you have a variety of partners working to create new affordable rental homes, help existing homeowners preserve their homes, and help people achieve the goal of home ownership. And we have an amazing group of partners working on that here in Milwaukee. And we're just very lucky that we're have such a wide variety of partners working on those strategies, because it is complex. There's no one single answer to those complex housing issues. And it's an initiative that we're happy to be part of in supporting the Community Development Alliance implement the Collective Affordable Housing Strategic Plan.
Just our last few moments, Sam, assuming this plan goes into place more or less as it is, when do you think we'd start to see more housing, maybe a decline in housing costs for people?
Well, the good news about a city is that it's always changing. And we are working with developers every day who want to bring new developments to the city of Milwaukee. And a lot of that can occur under our current zoning code and current land use regulations. And so you'll continue to see housing developed in Milwaukee. We think that if the zoning code's updates we're proposing, you'll just continue to see more of that. You'll continue to see housing development occur across the city at a wider mix of styles and in a pattern that will continue to allow Milwaukee to be just this really thriving, walkable urban city that we all come to love. And so I'm really excited to get to work on this and excited to hear feedback from people over the next few months as they hear the recommendations and can provide input to us on how they align with their own goals for how Milwaukee should choose to grow.
Sam, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Sam Likling, City Planning Manager from the Milwaukee Department of City Development. He was with us today to share details on proposed changes to Milwaukee's zoning codes and the city's growing MKE plan. He mentioned the link online where people in the community can comment on it. We'll post that at WPR.org/Central Time. And if you've got a story about efforts to improve access to housing in your community, wherever that might be, let us know about it. Email ideas@WPR.org.